الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، Indeed our praise is due to Allah تبارك وتعالى. We praise him as he deserves to be praised, and we ask for his aid and his forgiveness, and we seek his forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jal from the evil of our own souls and from the evil of our wicked actions. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, then none can misguide, and whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misguides, then none can guide. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without any partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger. To proceed. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to reach this blessed month of Ramadan. Shahr Mubarak. And I just want to, inshallah ta'ala, share a few words with the brothers and sisters concerning this blessed month. Ibn Rajab rahimahullah ta'ala, in his book Lataif al-Ma'arif, he mentions a beautiful statement that I will share with you. And he said, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنِ يَجْتَمِعُ لَهُ فِي شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ جِهَادًا لِنَفْسِهِ. Know that the believer in this month, he gathers two jihads, there's two struggles. That, yani, he struggles against his nafs in this month. This month, the month of Ramadan, is a month of jihad and nafs. It is a month of striving against the soul. And he highlighted here, he said, نعم يجتمع له في شهر رمضان جهادان لنفسه. So there are two struggles. And this is very important. Jihad and nafs, striving against ماذا, the soul. And this is highlighted in the Hadith Qudsi, Hadith Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an, when Allah Azza wa Jalla said, كُلُّ عَمَلِ ابْنِ آدَمْ لَهُ إِلَّا الصَّوْمْ فَوَلِي أَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. All of the actions of the son of Adam are for him except for ماذا, fasting. For indeed it is for my sake and I will reward it. يَضَعُ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ وَشَهْوَةُ مِنْ أَجْلِي. The fasting person, he leaves off his food and his drink and his lusts for my sake. So this month, the month of Ramadan, is a month of ماذا, jihad and nafs, striving against ماذا, the soul. What يعني are these two jihads, jihadan, that every believer in this month, نعم من الصائمين, they struggle against their nafs, بهذين الجهادين. What are they? Does anyone know? What are these two battles and struggles? Who can tell me? Fadal.
Stay away from war on the last
day. I mean, obviously that's a struggle, no doubt. But has anyone ever heard this statement of Ibn Rajab, rahimahullah ta'ala? Naam, Ibn Rajab, he said, the first, jihadun bin nahar, is a jihad in the day. Naam, every one of us, and alhamdulillah, that's why it's important to learn our religion, because alhamdulillah, look, jihad bin nahar, ala siyam, fighting against the nafs during the day in order to fast. That's jihad. And Allah Azza wa Jal subhanahu wa ta'ala promises those people that strive against their nafs, Allah Azza wa Jalla, he promises them that he will guide them to the straight path. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبَلَنَا. Those who strive for my sake, we will guide them to our straight path. Al-Shawkani rahimahullah mentions in Fath al-Qadir that naam, this ayah likewise, it applies to ماذا? Jihad al-Nafs, and likewise jihad al-Shaytan. Fighting against the nafs and fighting against the shaytan. So jihad bin nahar ala siyam. Fighting against the nafs to fast. And the opportunity, brothers and sisters, in this month to fight against the nafs is so great. عندنا فرصة عظيمة for every مؤمنة مؤمنة in this blessed month. It can be a life changer. إذا وفق الله العبد, if Allah Azza wa Jalla grants the servant tawfiq, success, this month, the servant can utilize it to change his life forever. And the fursa, كما ذكرنا عظيمة وكبيرة, to the extent that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said, في حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عن, in the hadith collected by Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عن, نعم collected by Ibn Hibban, رحمه الله تعالى بسند حسن, نعم with a sound chain of narration, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام he said, إن جبريل أتاني, Jibreel, he came to me. إِنَّ جِبْرِيلَ أَتَانِي فَقَالَ, and he said, مَنْ أَدْرَكَ شَهْرَ رَمَضَانِ, whoever reaches the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, that's applicable to every one of us here. Every one of us has reached the month of Ramadan. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ وَالْمِنَّةِ. And even that, we should be thankful to Allah تبارك وتعالى for the fact that Alhamdulillah, he's blessed us to witness this, ماذا, blessed month of the year. نعم. Likewise, Jibreel said, "Man adraka shahra Ramadan." Kama dhakarna, yani hadhi yantabiq ala al-jami'. That's applicable to every one of us here. We've all reached Ramadan, alhamdulillah. We're all living, we're all breathing. Falam yughfar lah. And they are not forgiven. And they enter the hellfire, fa ab'adahu Allah. Qul amin fa qultu amin. So Jibreel said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Whoever reaches the month of Ramadan and is not forgiven and they enter the hellfire, then may Allah Azza wa Jalla take them far away. Say Ameen." And the Prophet ﷺ said, so I said Ameen. Look how great the fursa is. To the extent that some of the Salaf said, if the person is not forgiven, إن كان العبد لم يغفر في رمضان, if the servant is not forgiven in Ramadan, when will he be forgiven? If the servant, because of the opportunity that the individual has before him, when will he be forgiven? When will he seize that moment to turn to Allah Azza wa Jal, to repent to Allah Azza wa Jal, to rectify his life, to يعني, return back to ماذا? As-Sirat al-Mustaqim, or to be firm upon As-Sirat al-Mustaqim. So Ibn Rajab, he said, rahimahullah ta'ala, in the book Lata'if al-Ma'arif, he said, jahadun bin nahar, striving against the nafs during the day, to fast. No doubt that's a jihad. Na'am. وَجِهَادٌ بِاللَّيْلِ عَلَى الْقِيَامِ, and jihad in the night فَقِيَامِ. How many hours are we fasting now? تقريباً, how many hours? Huh? 19 hours. Okay, 19 hours. بِلَا شَكْ هَذَا يُعْتَبَرْ جِهَادٍ. The person يَصْبِرَ عَلَى عَلَمِ الْجُوعِ وَالْعَطُشِ. The servant is patient with the pain of what? Hunger and thirst. That's a jihad. And alhamdulillah, الصائم يراقب الله تبارك وتعالى, is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in reality, a sawm, as mentioned by Ahl al-Ilm, fasting comprises of what? Niyatun batina, an intention that is present in the heart. لا يطلع عليها إلا الله subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can see what's in your heart except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, you stay away from food and drink. Things that can be done in private. So a sa'im yujahid nafsa, look at the jihad he's waging against his nafs. And if he can do it in Ramadan, he can do it throughout the year. He can do it throughout the year. Not just in Ramadan, because when some of the Salaf were asked about a people, they only يعني, worship Allah Azza wa Jalla as he deserves to be worshipped in Ramadan, what did they say? بِئْسَ الْقَوْمِ. How evil are those people? لَا يَعْرِفُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَان. They only know Allah in Ramadan. They only know Allah Azza wa Jalla in Ramadan. But alhamdulillah, we have a clear dalil. أوضح من الشمس. That alhamdulillah, we can make jihad against our nafs. We can restrain and withhold our nafs from ماذا? From al-muharramat. From that which is yani unlawful. And likewise from food and drink And that which breaks the fast during the day of Ramadan, during Ramadan, even though outside of Ramadan, that's they're lawful. Those things are lawful. So Ibn Rajabi said, فَمَنْ جَمَعَ بَيْنَ هَذَيْنَ الْجِهَادَيْنِ Whoever struggles with these two jihads, وَوَفَّ بِحُقُوقِهِمَا وَصَبَرَ عَلَيْهِمَا وَفِّيَ أَجْرُهُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ So whoever يعني, implements and fulfills these two jihad, the jihad of what? Against the nafs, to fast in the day of Ramadan, during this blessed month, and likewise the jihad to يعني, pray, قيام الليل. فَمَنْ جَمَعَ بَيْنَ هَذَيْنَ الْجِهَادَيْنِ And they do them correctly. نعم, correctly. They fulfill these, يعني they fast during the day, بِالصَّوْمِ الشَّرْعِ, with the legislated fasting. قَالَ بَعْضُ السَّلَفِ أَهْوَنَ الصِّيَامِ تَرْكَ الشَّرَابِ وَالطَّعَامِ Ibn Rajabi mentions that the easiest part of fasting is staying away from food and drink. هَذَا أَهْوَنَ الصِّيَامِ That's the easiest part of it. However, الصِّيَامِ فِي اللُّغَى الصِّيَامِ Fasting in the language is what? الْإِمْسَاكِ To refrain and to withhold yourself from certain things. Who can give me a dalil from the Quran that the ma'na of al-siyam, yani lughatan is al-imsak? Min kitab Allah azza wa jal. Tafaddal. Naam, ahsan. Tafaddal. Khud hadha. Hadi hadiyya minni, inshaAllah. Tayyib, you don't have that book, right? Naam. A'id, repeat the ayah so they can hear you. Naam. Inni nadartu lil-Rahmani sawma. I have made a vow to Allah that I will implement, I will mother, I will see that I partake and I commit Sawm. What's Sawm referring to here? Tafaddal. What's Sawm here? Sawm in that verse. What's it referring to? Inni nadartu lil-Rahmani sawma. I vow to Allah Azza wa Jalla that I'm going to يعني, implement Sawm. Tafaddal. Ahsan, tafaddal. You have this book? Keys to Happiness Ibn al-Qayyim? Khud nuskhatak inshaAllah. Naam. I'm going to refrain from speaking. That's why al-siyam, if you look, alhamdulillah, da'iman, that's why when we learn about the religion, and that's why, mashallah, al-shabab, we should be busying ourselves with talab al-ilm. وهذا alhamdulillah, that will save us from many of the fitan. تعلم القرآن, تعلم الكتاب والسنة بفهم سلف الأمة, it will save us. Whenever you study any ilm, whether it's nahu, whether it's mustalah, any science of the religion, the ulama, they always mention, يعني many times التعريف اللغوي the linguistic definition and التعريف الشرعي if you look at the linguistic definition of fasting which is الامساك and you look at the definition of a صوم fasting في الشرع which is what who can tell me the definition of a صيام fasting شرعا استلاحا تفضل That ta'rif, bila shak, ذكروا بعض أهل العلم, but there's شيء, يعني, there's some, يعني, something naqis. If nobody else gets it, I'll give you the kitab. But you're missing one thing. أحسنت, التعبد لله, that you worship Allah Azza wa Jal through staying away, al-imsak, that you refrain from food and drink, وسائر المفطرات, And everything else that breaks the fast, من طلوع الفجر إلى غروب الشمس. That's the, because you do it out of ta'abbud. Some people, they stay away from food and drink, but they do it because they're on a diet. نعم. However, inshallah, أنت حاولت, بإذن الله, خذ نسختك, وأنت inshallah, زدت الكلمة, كلمة التعبد. نعم. So, إخوان, if we look, And I was going to talk about this dars, قدر الله ما شاء فعل. I wanted to talk about the tafsir of the ayah, فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ And by your Lord, we will ask them about that which they used to do, بِقَدَرَ اللَّهُ مَا شَاء فَعَلَ الْوَقْتِ الْآنَ مَا يَتَّسِعُ Because we have to travel to Slough. Maybe another time, inshallah ta'ala. نعم. If you look at the connection, الارتباط, the relationship between the linguistic definition of fasting, And the shara'i definition of fasting, alhamdulillah, will become clear to you. That fasting is more than just staying away from food and drink. And that's why Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, what did he say? He said, إِذَا سُمْتَ فَلْيَصُمْ سَمْعُكَ وَبَصُرُكَ وَلِّسَانُكَ عَنِ الْكَذِبِ He said, when you fast, your eyes should fast. Your hearing should fast.
Your tongue should fast from lying. نعم بلا شك. That's the most probably قد يكون أصعب شيء على الإنسان. For an individual to only say that which is pleasing to Allah is really fasting. But alhamdulillah, he only says when he's fasting that which is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. نعم يبتعد عن المحرمات. He doesn't backbite. He doesn't يمشي بالنميمة. He doesn't make طعن. He doesn't make شتم. يعني ما يقع في المخالفات. He doesn't fall into shirk. He doesn't fall into bid'ah. He doesn't fall into any type of مخالفة. Likewise, you fast with your hearing. You don't listen to nothing that's haram. No anashids. No music. You don't listen to ghiba. You don't listen to anything that's haram. Likewise, mother your sight. You only look at that which is lawful. And do not, Jabir, what did he say? Don't make the day that you're fasting like the day when you're not fasting. There should be a big difference. Abu al-Mutawakkil, he said about Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, he said concerning Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, he said, Abu Huraira, kana Abu Huraira wa ashabu. And obviously the companions of Abu Huraira would have been his students, maybe from the Tabi'in. It may have been even some of the other companions. He said, إِذَا صَامُوا, when they were fasting, they would stay in the masjid. They would remain in the masjid, meaning obviously حسب الإمكان. If a person has the ability to do that. Why? To distinguish. Because the day of Sawm is a day of ibadah. Qira'atul Qur'an, fasting, mada, salah. It's a day of worship. It's a day of giving charity. To distinguish between the day that you're fasting and the day that you're not fasting. When Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, يعني رؤيا عن Ali, that he went to the masjid at the time of the Sahaba and he made dua for Umar ibn al-Khattab. Why? He said because in the month of Ramadan with the Sahaba, the masjid would be full with people reading the Quran. The masjid would be full, absolutely packed. People reading the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam. And no doubt in this month, alhamdulillah, we benefit from ilm, but a person should have ihtimam with the Quran. Because one ayah can change an individual's yani life forever. And alhamdulillah, we have many examples of that, how one verse have changed individuals' lives forever. Now, one verse of the Quran. So alhamdulillah, siyam is what? Siyam is that we stay away, no doubt, from food, drink, and anything that breaks the fast, but also everything else that is haram. Everything else that is haram. To the extent that Ibn Rajab gives the example, say for example, ikhwan, an individual stays away from food and drink and anything that breaks the fast, but he backbites and he's fasting. Or they slander, or they abuse others and they're fasting. Or they look at that which is haram when they're fasting. Or they listen to music when they're fasting. Ibn Rajab compares that to who? Yeah, and he compares that to someone who abandons the fara'id, but he performs the nawafil. Because, yeah, and you're staying away from food and drink. Food and drink outside of Ramadan, if it's halal, it's halal. But in the month of Ramadan, you're falling into muharramat. So Ibn Rajab said that this person is like the one, he abandons the fara'id, but he worries about the nawafil. Naam. So brothers and sisters, we don't want to be like those people that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said about them, رُبَّ صَائِمٍ حَظُّهُ مِنْ صِيَامِ الْجُوعُ وَالْعَطَشِ. Some fasting people, it's possible that a fasting person, the only thing that he gets from his fast is that hunger and thirst. We don't want to be like those people. Rather, alhamdulillah, we want to be like the people that Ibn Rajab, he said. That, mother, those individuals that perform, yani fulfill those two jihad, the jihad in the day with fasting, and they fulfill its rites, the jihad in the night with qiyam, with praying, he said those individuals, they will be rewarded, na'am, without any without any fixed amount. Where does he get that from? Does anyone know? When he says that they will be rewarded, na'am, and without any reckoning, where does he get that from? Okay. Which means, إشرح يعني حتى يكون أوضح قليلا. Can anyone assist the brother? Where is that? He's right. Just with a clear explanation. When Ibn Rajab he said, the one who makes jihad against his soul in the day with fasting, and he fulfills the rites of fasting, meaning he fasts the way that the Prophet ﷺ legislated, now for us to fast. Likewise, he makes jihad in the evening with qiyam. This individual will be rewarded with yani, without any reckoning. The brother, he mentioned the hadith, naam bilashak, But can anyone explain clearer? How is it derived from that hadith Qudsi? How? Kayf? What hadith did he mention? Or what hadith was he referring to? Inshallah, alhamdulillah, the both of them explained it. حتى يكون أوضح. The hadith, يعني the hadith قدسي, كل عمل ابن آدم له وابن رجب, mashallah, his explanation is beautiful because it's so clear. All of the actions of the son of Adam are for him, except for fasting, and I will, it's for me and I will reward it. Ibn Rajab, he said, على هذه الرواية, based upon that, يعني that narration, because there's different versions of this hadith, he said, يكون استثناء الصوم من الأعمال المضاعفة. فتكون الأعمال كلها تضاعف بعشر أمثالها إلى سبعة يعني مئة ضعف إلا الصيام. He said all of the actions, the reward will be multiplied. نعم, tenfold to seven, يعني to 700 times the reward. إلا الصيام, except for fasting, فإنه لا ينحصر يعني تضعيفه في هذا العدد. Except for fasting, because it won't be limited to this. So any righteous deed can be multiplied by 10 times to 700. Fasting is an exception to that general rule. Because, بَلْ يُضَاعِفَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا بِغَيْرِ حَصْرِ عَدَدٍ. Rather, Allah will reward the fasting person without it being limited to a specified amount. Without it being limited to a specified amount. What's the dalil for that? The ulama, they mention an ayah fi kitabillah as a proof for that. Somebody different. Faddal. Na'am ahsant. Innama yuwaffa as-sabirun. That the fasting people, they will be rewarded without any reckoning. Okay, how does this? Kayfa yani tantabiq hadhihi al-aya ala siyam? How does this apply to fasting? How does this verse? That the fasting, that the patient people, they will be given their reward without any reckoning. How is this applicable to fasting? Somebody different. No, تفضل أخي. Now, what's one of the names of this month? You're right, Ahsant. But what's one of the names of this month? Okay, what else? No, somebody else. أنت قد أجبت من قبل. تفضل. لا. I don't know. Is that ثابت في السنة? ورد في السنة? لكن هل هو ثابت يعني بالسنة؟ إيه بلا شك وش يعني بالوصف الشهر عظيم. It's a great month. بلا شك لا يختلف في هذه اثنان. But we're talking about established in, يعني a name that's established in the kitab or in the sunnah for this month. شهر الصبر. Where's the delay for that? Okay, أنت سميته الآن شهر الصبر ودعيت أنه ثابت في الشرع. فين نجده? Where do we find it? وما حاله وَمَنْ صَحَابِيُّ. Huh? What's the hadith? خلاص, if you just give me the hadith, inshallah, أقبله منكم. I'll accept it. If you just give the hadith. Anyone? Can anyone? من يساعده? Who can assist him? Alhamdulillah, he had the answer right. And inshallah, when we read from Ibn Rajab, alhamdulillah, will become clear. So, نعم, this month, the hadith is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, صوموا شهر الصبر, fasting the month of patience, referring to Ramadan. وثلاثة أيام من كل شهر, and 3 days from every month is like fasting for the entire year. So this month is the month of patience. Ibn Rajab, he said, الصبر ثلاثة أنواع. So when the person fasts, Allah rewards the fasting person. Look, أجر عظيم. Without any reckoning, there's no fixed and specified amount. That's how great the reward is. And the dalil was the ayah. Ibn Rajab, he said, وَالصَّبْرُ ثَلَاثَةُ أَنْوَعٍ. Being patient is of 3 types. صَبْرًا عَلَى طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ, being patient with the obedience of Allah تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. وَالصَّبْرٌ عَنْ مَحَارِمِ اللَّهِ, being patient in staying away from that which is haram. وَالصَّبْرٌ عَلَى أَقْدَارِ اللَّهِ الْمُؤْلِمَةِ, and being patient with the decree of Allah Azza wa Jalla that the individual may find painful. Ibn Rajab, he said, وَتَجْتَمِعُ الثَّلَاثَ كُلُّهَا فِي الصَّوْمِ. All of these three you find, alhamdulillah, gathered during the day of fasting. These three types of patience you find during the day when you're fasting. فَإِنَّ فِيهِ صَبْرًا عَلَى طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. Because the person is patient. Alhamdulillah, he fasts. He's patient obeying the command of Allah. He's patient praying the five daily salawat. He's patient, alhamdulillah, performing act of ta'at from the wajibat and the mustahabbat. He's patient, sabran amma harram Allah ala sa'im and shahawat. He's patient staying away from what Allah Azza wa Jal forbade him from, the fasting person, from lust and desires. وَصَبْرًا عَلَى مَا يَحْصُلْ لِصَائِمِ فِيهِ مِنْ أَلَمِ الْجُوعِ وَالْعَطَشِ وَضَعْفِ النَّفْسِ وَالْبَدَنِ. And likewise, he's patient, the fasting person is patient with the pain of what? Hunger and thirst. Na'am, and the weakness that he finds within himself and within his body. Na'am. With this, inshallah ta'ala, I just want to close on one point, inshallah, that I'll mention, just for the brothers, especially for the people of the sunnah. Alhamdulillah, this month, no doubt, ikhwan, is an opportunity, alhamdulillah. The people of the sunnah, wa lillah alhamd, are the people of unity. A sunnah maqruna bil jama'ah, yani the sunnah is connected and linked to the jama'ah, like innovation is linked to what? Splitting and differing. In this month, alhamdulillah, the people of the sunnah should take it as an opportunity to mother, to cement their ties even further. Whether this is through a tazawur, visiting one another, whether it's through pardoning one another, alhamdulillah, yumkin ana, yani, I wrong someone, or I said something to a brother or a sister that they didn't like. This is an opportunity, alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan, wallahi lahu atharun balighun, has a great effect in ماذا في تأليف القلوب, in bringing the hearts of the believers together على كتاب الله وسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So many opportunities. نعم, because this is what لعلكم تتقون يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, كتب عليكم الصيام, fasting has been prescribed for you, كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم, like it was prescribed for those who came before you, لعلكم تتقون, so that you may attain تقوى, piety. No doubt, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, aid one another in righteousness and piety. This is the month where a person has so many opportunities to attain what? Piety. And the one who is deprived of it, surely he's deprived. So alhamdulillah, brothers, وَلَلْحَمْ, we see the sahaba, if we look at them, they would, Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, would go out of his way, he would love to break yani his fast with the what? With the masakeen, to give them mada, food to eat. Alhamdulillah, it's an opportunity. We gather together to pray together. We fast together. Alhamdulillah, we come together sometimes. We break our fast together. It's an opportunity to cement those ties of mother, of brotherhood. Also, alhamdulillah, many projects. You have projects here. Wallahi, yani min nasihati salaf. If you look at some of the salaf, they used to encourage people to what? Give sadaqah in Ramadan. No doubt. Giving sadaqah is, oh, as sadaqah tutfi al-khatiyah kama yutfi al-ma' al-nar. Charity extinguishes mother. It extinguishes sins like water extinguishes fire. In the month of Ramadan, Shafi, what did he say, rahimahullah? He said, "Uhib, yani min al-rajul, I love for a man to increase in his generosity in the month of Ramadan, imitating the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Why is that? Ikhwan, when we see these type of nasa'ih from the Salaf, don't think that, alhamdulillah, they're just advising us bi-ghayri sabab, without any reason. Or yeah, there's no benefit from it, it's just advice. No, there's a reason for it. Why? One of the reasons, al-a'mal mudha'afa fi Ramadan, because your deeds are multiplied in Ramadan, as we just mentioned earlier. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam kana ajwad an-nas fi hadithi Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. He was the most generous of the people and he was most generous in Ramadan. But they used to say, some of the salaf, some of them, they say about the mashayikh used to say to them, spend, give charity. Alhamdulillah, we have many maraqis, many masajid that alhamdulillah they are either they're established or they're striving to be established. Even here, alhamdulillah, I don't know what the latest efforts of the brothers are, but I'm sure that there's plans to expand. Ikhwan, wallahi, we should spend our money. Even if, alhamdulillah, without putting ourselves in awkward predicaments, we should spend upon the da'wah. And we should be generous with it. Why? Because some of them said, some of the salaf, they said, النفقه, spending fi shahri Ramadan, كالنفقتي في سبيل الله. It's like spending for somebody to go out in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. When you give money in Ramadan, it's equivalent to giving money for that which is legislated for individuals to go out fi sabilillah, in that which is mashru'. So alhamdulillah, let's be generous, let's spend, let's support the projects that we have, alhamdulillah. Wallahi, it's an exciting time, mashallah, the da'wah is spreading all over the place. Well, may Allah Azza wa Jalla increase it, and may Allah Azza wa Jalla protect it from the evil of those who want evil and the evil of our own souls. And inshallah, I'll stop there, Ikhwan. Why? Because, and I meant to go to the brothers, inshallah, I would have loved to, yani, Uteel. And like I said, maybe inshallah in the future, I'll be back in August, and inshallah, I'll arrange with the brother Salah to come, inshallah, wa amuru bikum, inshallah. Jazakum Allah khairan. So, samihni, inshallah, ala taqseer and the brevity of the lecture. But alhamdulillah, inshallah, hopefully we will benefit from that. بإذن الله تعالى جزاكم الله خيرا وبارك الله فيكم